Heralds of Hope Incorporated presents Hope for Today. Hello, friend, and welcome to Hope for Today. My name is J. Mark Horst. I'm your friend and Bible teacher. The program you're listening to is produced by Heralds of Hope Incorporated, an international gospel radio and literature ministry. Each week, the broadcasts of Heralds of Hope circle the globe in English and 13 other major languages. Jesus said, "Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God." Purity of heart comes through repentance. A Sunday school teacher once asked her class what was meant by the word repentance. A little boy put up his hand, and he said, "It is being sorry for your sins." Then a little girl also raised her hand, and she said, "Please, it's being sorry enough to quit." On today's program, we're returning to our study in the Gospel of Luke, and the focus of our study will be the subject that John the Baptist preached, repentance. Before we begin, let's look to the Lord in prayer. Gracious God, our Heavenly Father, we bow in your awesome presence, acknowledging your absolute purity and holiness. And we acknowledge our impurity and our sinfulness. We thank and praise you for the precious blood of Christ that cleanses us from sin. And we thank you that through repentance, we can access the merits of that precious blood. Now, Father, as I open your word, open my heart and the heart of my listening friend to receive the life-giving truth you offer to us. May your Holy Spirit reprove, rebuke, and convict us, each according to our need. I ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. History informs us that the Romans sometimes compelled a captive to be joined face to face with a dead body and to bear it about with them until the horrible stench destroyed the life of the living victim. Virgil describes this cruel punishment for us in poetic form. The living and the dead at his command were coupled face to face and hand to hand, till choked with stench, in loathed embraces tied, the lingering wretches pined away and died. You know, friend, without Christ, we are shackled to a dead corpse, our own sinfulness. Only repentance frees us from certain death, for life and death cannot coexist indefinitely. My friend, that is a horrible, wretched picture of our sinfulness, but you know, it's an accurate one. Trying to impress God with good works apart from repentance is what Isaiah 64:6 calls filthy rags. The English translation of Isaiah's Hebrew term is a polite way of referring to the cloth used to absorb the discharge of a menstruating woman. That graphic description should help us better understand the repugnance of our self-righteousness in God's eyes. Repentance is not a popular subject among religious people today. Much popular preaching doesn't include repentance. Sadly, there are many people today who are members of a local church but are not members of the true body of Christ. The portion of Scripture for our study today records John's clear call for genuine repentance. Luke's Gospel, chapter 3 and verses 7 to 14, outlines for us the fruits of repentance. You and I would do well to examine our own lives to see if these fruits are present. If we can't find them, or if they are in very limited supply, we may need to reflect on whether or not we have truly repented of our sin. So let's read our text, Luke chapter 3 and verses 7 to 14. Then said he to the multitude that came forth to be baptized by him, "O generation of vipers, who has warned you to flee from the wrath to come? Bring forth, therefore, fruits worthy of repentance, and begin not to say within yourselves, 'We have Abraham to our father.' For I say unto you, that God is able of these stones to raise up children unto Abraham. and now also the axe is laid to the root of the trees. Every tree, therefore, which brings not forth good fruit, is hewn down and cast into the fire. And the people asked him, saying, What shall we do then? He answered and said unto them, He that has two coats, let him impart to him that hath none, and he that has meat, let him do likewise. Then came also the publicans to be baptized, and said unto him, Master, what shall we do? And he said unto them, Exact no more than that which is appointed to you. And the soldiers likewise demanded of him, saying, And what shall we do? And he said unto them, Do violence to no man, neither accuse any falsely, and be content with your wages. This text clearly teaches several characteristics of the fruit of repentance. The first characteristic is the fruits of repentance are essential. In verse 8, John makes a very clear statement, bring forth fruits worthy of repentance. In other words, genuine repentance brings about a changed life with obvious results. True repentance never exists except in conjunction with faith, while on the other hand, wherever there is true faith, there is also real repentance. The two are but different aspects of the same turning, a turning away from sin in the direction of God. The two cannot be separated. They are simply complementary parts of the same process. Repentance means a radical change of heart, a turning around, a rejection of the former object of worship, and the embrace of a new object of worship. D.L. Moody once illustrated repentance like this. Here comes a man, and he admits to me that he gets drunk every week. That man comes to the meeting, and he wants to be converted. Shall I say to him, Now, don't be in a hurry. I believe in doing the work gradually. Don't you get drunk and knock your wife down more than once a month. Wouldn't it be refreshing to his wife to go a whole month without being knocked down? Once a month, only 12 times a year. Wouldn't she be glad to have him converted in this new way? Only get drunk after a few years on the anniversary of your wedding and at Christmas, and then it will be effective because it's gradual. Oh, I detest all that kind of teaching, Moody says. Let's go to the Bible and see what that old book teaches. Let us believe it and go and act as if we believed it too. Salvation is instantaneous. I admit that a man may be converted so that he cannot tell when he crossed the line between death and life. But I also believe a man may be a thief one moment and a saint the next. I believe a man may be as vile as hell itself one moment and be saved the next. He concludes by saying, Christian growth is gradual, just as physical growth is, but a man passes from death unto everlasting life quick as an act of the will. He who believes on the Son has everlasting life. That's the end of Moody's quote. As I meditated on these characteristics of the fruits of repentance, I realized that just a few chapters later, here in Luke's Gospel, Jesus returns to these same themes and he expands on them. Let's consider the question, just how essential is fruit-bearing to repentance? Well, John warns the people that fruitlessness results in destruction. That's pretty strong language, isn't it? It is, and it leads us to the second characteristic of the fruits of repentance, which is the fruits of repentance are natural. Fruit trees naturally produce fruit because that is what God designed and created them to do. They don't have to think about it or plan for it. It's an intrinsic part of what they are. If a fruit tree does not bear fruit, then there is something wrong with it. Recall the parable Jesus told in Luke chapter 13 and verse 6. He said, A man had a fig tree planted in his orchard, and he came seeking fruit on it, and he didn't find any. So he said to the caretaker, Look, for 3 years now I have come seeking fruit on this fig tree, and I haven't found any. Cut it down. Why should it use up the ground? And the caretaker answered him and said, "Sir, let it alone this year also, until I dig around it and fertilize it. Then if it bears fruit next year, well and good. But if not, then you can cut it down." John warned his hearers that this fact of nature has a parallel in the spiritual realm. Rootstock determines the type of fruit produced. It seems unnecessary to say this, but unless apple trees are genetically altered or modified by special grafting, then they will produce apples. In a similar way, genuine repentance is a rootstock that yields recognizable fruit. It doesn't need to be created or hung on for effect. It happens naturally. Now, I know that you and I would think it quite silly if we saw someone taking fruit from a basket and hanging it on a tree that had no fruit of its own. We might even wonder about the mental capacity of someone who would do something so foolish. We know that from a distance, this might look okay. It might fool some people, at least temporarily. But on closer inspection, it's ridiculous. The Jewish people placed a lot of confidence in the fact that they came from the rootstock of Abraham. But John warned them not to be smug about their spiritual advantage, because God in His sovereignty can override the laws of nature to the point where John said He could raise up stones to be the children of Abraham. And he warned them that the axe was already lying at the root of the trees. That is, those who had grown from Abraham's stock. They were in grave danger of being cut down and cast into the fire. And the axe in God's hand in John's time was the power of Imperial Rome. My friend, I hate to interrupt, but we're almost out of time for today's broadcast. Lord willing, we'll be back next week to continue this study. If you'd like to have an audio CD or a printed copy of this complete teaching, just write and ask for it. The Fruits of Repentance. Now, the quickest way for you to request a copy of this teaching is to send an email to hope@heraldsofhope.org or send us a letter at Hope for Today, Box 3, Breezewood, Pennsylvania, 15533. That's Hope for Today, Box 3, Breezewood, Pennsylvania, 15533. And my email address is hope@heraldsofhope.org. And the teaching is titled The Fruits of Repentance. Now, once again, the quickest way for you to request a copy of this teaching is to send an email to hope@heraldsofhope.org or write to Hope for Today, Box 3, Breezewood, Pennsylvania, 15533. That's Hope for Today, Box 3, Breezewood, Pennsylvania, 15533. And my email address is hope@heraldsofhope.org. Remember, you can request a free copy of this teaching, The Fruits of Repentance, either in print or on an audio CD. And don't forget, our Bible teaching programs in English, Spanish, Nepali, and Mandarin Chinese are available to you all the time and anytime on our website, media.heraldsofhope.org. Now, friend, I urge you to tune in next week as we continue our study in Chapter 3 of Luke's Gospel on this subject, the fruits of repentance. So be sure to join me, and until then, keep looking for that blessed hope.